All right, now part five. This again, I'm going to break my usual rule and read a rant. In this case, it's a great rant, and the guy who wrote it, Good Reverend Roger, is his name. Good Reverend Roger, who I think is stuck in Phoenix, where it's 125 degrees or something. He was going to be at X Day, and he couldn't come. And I don't know whether he can rant worth a hooey. So I'm just going to deliver his rant because it really says it's a great subgenius rant. The title of it appears to be "We Are Freaks. We Are Genetic Stuntmen. We Are the Weaponized Ape. We are so far ahead of everyone else that we are constantly accused of cheating. We are the fifth horsey of the apocalypso. We sing in the shower, we dance in the shower, and we laugh at the emergency room personnel who bitch about the results. Bleeding head good, healed head bad. We know we'll pay to know what we really think, so we put our brains on layaway. Because it turns out that the payment isn't in green, outside of the church anyway. It's in slackin' and froppin' our way to a bright new tomorrow with fresh fears scrawled on horror's scrolls. We are the last Yeti. We know rock and roll and what James Brown was trying to scream out the windows while the cops chased him across four states. We are superior mutants. And we don't need your stupid causes and political theory because we know the truth. And the truth is, the future ain't done with you yet. On that note, the future is bad for you. That's why we all went back to 1979 and only kept the good shit. Time is loose, brothers and sisters, and sometimes it gets downright gooey. But would you really want it to behave itself? No, of course not, because if it did, that means you'd be only getting Taylor Swift right now and no rehab to make things better, singing about being down in the dark where the sickness lives. Do you have the sickness, friends? Do you know what it's like to rant until your spleen explodes in front of perfectly harmless bystanders at the gay bar? Can you, as a great subgenius once said, get down with my sickness? I hope so. This new style America sort of demands it, and it will crush you like a bug if you aren't prepared mentally and physically. There's no way to go farther back than 1979 for reasons that are too technical to explain, but would you really want to? 1979 was the absolute height of American fabulousness. And that's really all anybody wants. Even the hardcore Christian right just wants to ensure an eternity of fabulousness for themselves, although they'll kill you if you try to make them admit it. Can you, my people, shit your pants in the face of authority? Can you slap the snot out of what's expected of you? Can you drive that militarized Studebaker down the Lost Highway, blasting the boogie pimps on 8-track and getting all of the puke out the window? Yeah. Shit yeah! This century was made for us, and it is ours to play with, to light on fire or kick down the stairs, provided only that we remain safely in 1979. Can I get a witness? So I'm just trying to explain, to offer my excuse. They bought us and sold us and lied to us and stuffed us full of filters and slammed us into these uniforms. I don't want a uniform, wrote Roger. I want to be Roger. And I don't really want anyone else to feel like they have to be Roger. I just want more fropping and less punishment. Life was supposed to be fun. It's about 80 years of screeching, hysterical laughter and getting your monkey on in ways that concern nobody else. But they made it about terrorism and prison and not getting caught, you criminal bastard. They killed Johnny Cash, and they killed Elvis, and they shut down Motown and gave us war and war porn instead, and life in prison if you say shit about it. But that is not for you and I. We know. We understand. There is no they, there's only us. 312 million profoundly retarded primates in this nation alone, all terrified of stuff that doesn't exist. Yeah, you heard me. None of the things you've been trained to be afraid of are real. They are social fictions generated to punish people because that's the easiest mindset for homicidal apes to adopt. But we are not apes, we are Yeti. And we scoff at their speed limits and their moral rectitude and their, quote, approved social activities, unquote. That's why we've got shit like Tucson and Portland and Providence and Wisteria, and that's why we will always escape until such time as they kill us. E-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I. Praise the good Reverend Roger. I told you that was a pretty good one.